You are listening to
the Radio Free Podcasting Network.
Your weekly dose of pop culture.
All the movies we've seen.
All your favorite things.
Star Wars, Twin Peaks,
Game of Thrones,
Kingdom Hearts.
Beloved characters.
Targeted to what's really important to you.
Okay, this time for real. I keep reaching over to hit the button and then you say something.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we gotta listen to the goddamn intro.
Oh, we don't have to. I can add it later.
No, we both know you don't want to do that.
This saber is an important symbol. All of Mandalore might follow you in the dark saber.
I know how to fight. I believe I can learn to use that sword.
The combat training is not as important as what that blade represents.
Right, right. You want me to lead my clan?
You could lead Mandalore.
You believe the Dark Saber will protect you? It won't. Anyone can hold the Dark Saber. The trick is keeping it, along with your head. Perhaps Mandalore needs chaos if it's to become strong once again. I want to save Mandalore. Mandalore must rise by itself. Else have an opinion they want to share?
You are listening to Radio Free Mandalore. Really? Already?
I can't wait, man. It's been one of those days. Just keep going.
Damn it. That pisses me off because I had mine ready and I was going to get that out there before you did. Damn it. Anyways, news, reviews, and occasional interviews. Tim doesn't know when to pop his brews. I'm Patrick.
I'm Tim.
And Kevin fell in the Sarlacc pit, so we've got a guest host this week. What? That's what happens in Mandalorians. Brittany, say hello.
That's funny.
Hello, Brittany. Oh, wait, that's me.
I think you're supposed to say this week I'm Brittany. That's my favorite line.
Yeah. Today I'm Brittany. Yeah.
There we go. Today, yes.
Yeah. Today I'm Brittany. Yeah, good. Today I'm Brittany, so I'm good. Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
So, thank you. So happy to be here.
Well, that makes one of us. God damn it. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. All right, let's just get right into this. Han Solo's got a title.
Damn, not even a, hi, how you doing? What's
okay.
Going on?
Hey, Tim. Oh, yeah. Well, I always ask you about your week, and you give me, like, a one-word answer. Tim, how's your week?
Shitty.
Okay. Brittany, how was your week?
Shitty. No, it was fine.
I went to GameStop tonight. Tim, you want to guess how this story ends?
You bought a bunch of shit?
No, I did that at Target.
Or they wouldn't sell you a bunch of shit.
I went to GameStop tonight, and I found the Black Series Inferno Squadron. And I was so excited. And I took it up to the counter. Now you want to guess how the story ends, Tim?
Street date.
It's motherfucking street date. So I'm going to GameStop tomorrow.
Is that the street date?
Yep. They said that they...
Are you just going to see if you can get someone else to sell it to you a week early?
Right. No, it's tomorrow, and they're pretty sure they said all of them have been pre-ordered. So all the ones that were on the shelf were actually for someone.
But that's fucked up.
They said that one of the guys that pre-ordered is somebody that works there, and he likes to pre-order one just so they can give them to their customers that come in all the time. So they're going to ask the dude if I can have it. So once again, they waited all the way until I was at the counter and then just... pried the toys out of my hand. It's just not right. So my week was shitty.
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 I'm watching. Remember, we had said I was going to start watching a movie a week in the countdown. So I've got Phantom Menace on right now.
Do you have it on
Tim's
right
favorite.
Now?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That doesn't count. Turn it off. You have to watch it.
I am watching it. I didn't say I was going to listen to it.
No.
I already know the words.
You have to sit down.
I'm sitting
and
down.
Watch it.
And I'm watching
no.
it.
No. All that can be happening. You put the dog outside.
Dog is outside.
You sit down right in front of
it. I'm right in front of it. I'm sitting.
You listen to it. You give it 100. I'm hiccuping. 100% of your attention, sir.
Okay.
As the Phantom Menace deserves.
What part are you at right now?
The droids are landing on the planet. Awesome. If they're down here, sir, we'll find them.
Roger, roger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my boy Jar Jar is about to arrive.
Yes, Tim's favorite part. Actually, Tim's favorite part is the parade.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's nice. I got a Jar Jar mask on Amazon for like $6. So I'm going to incorporate that around a Halloween costume. Because I'm going to a Halloween party in like 2 weeks. So I gotta dress up good.
Is it just going to be you with like a severed fake head?
No. You're carrying the mask? Like you cut it off? Yeah.
Just swinging it?
No. What I think I'm going to do is that I'm going to get a black cloak too and just tell people I'm Supreme Leader Snoke.
Nice.
But you should also have a t-shirt on that says your Snoke theory sucks.
I don't have one of those. Even though I see Steel all the time and I have his Mendo shirt, but I don't have the Your Snoke Theory ones. I have some stickers on my counter. I should probably just put one of those on a sticker.
Put them on a t-shirt.
Slap it on a white t-shirt or a black t-shirt.
Costume
or
done.
It's more effort than I'm putting in this year. I'm just going to do a bunch of acid and go as someone that's happy with their life.
That's a good idea.
God damn, that was crickets. Can you hit me with the crickets, Patrick? Sure. Don't hit me with the crickets. Jesus Christ. Okay, that's done with the crickets.
Beautiful. I'll let them fade. I'll let the crickets decide when they're done.
Okay.
They'll fade out on their own.
What are their names?
That's a good question. I don't know. They seem to be more friendly with Tim. They always come out after his jokes, so why don't you name them, Tim?
You used them on yourself before we even started.
No, I tried to, and it wasn't turned on, so... They didn't want to. But they thought my joke was good.
How many are there?
I don't. Seven.
Seven crickets.
That's a lot.
It's not enough.
I could probably find another soundbite that has more crickets. Or play two at once. Jeez.
Get cicadas.
Ugh. When your jokes are extra bad.
When I'm super salty.
I'll make sure I have those on next week.
Just hit me with the cicadas. Patrick, hit me with the cicadas.
I'll drop them in right there afterwards.
Okay.
Okay.
Why are we whispering?
I don't know.
It's the ASMR portion of the podcast.
Oh, God, I say that every week. It drives me nuts.
It's my favorite part.
No. Did I just find a friend for Tim? This is weird. Everyone that comes on makes fun of Tim. Don't be nice to him. He's like a stray dog if you feed him once.
Tim, I'm
Patrick, your midichlorian count is too low. We need to start you on boosters. It's like your T count.
Oh, Jesus.
You have low midichlorian, sir.
Low M?
You have low midichlorian count.
Oh, jeez.
Now, once we start you up on this regiment, you're going to be pretty aggressive at first, okay? That's a testosterone joke.
Anyways, can we get back to the show?
No.
This is the show. Space bullshit.
Space bullshit.
It's all about space and shit.
Hell yeah.
What are we talking about?
Space.
I think space.
Red Solo Cup.
I knew that was going to come up at some point.
You fill me up.
Fill me
up. I don't know the rest of
it. I don't like it when Tim has reinforcements. This is so weird.
Let's have a party.
No one ever takes his side.
Let's have a party.
I'm outnumbered this week. I need to get Dallas on the phone.
I was going to say, it's weird to be like in the majority for a change.
I know, what's it like?
I don't know.
Usually when you have an opinion, it's confused. Solo. Speaking of solo.
Hey! Nice segue.
Transition!
Oh, don't make me break out the reggaeton.
Reggaeton? Is that what you said?
I think so. Okay. 10 out of 10.
Did you call it a reggaeton?
Tim, what's our news this week?
I don't know.
God, you're useless. Brittany, what's the big news today?
So we have two big news. One of them...
Oh, two? Shit, yeah. One's going to be a surprise for us.
So...
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Haven't done any homework.
Prepared. This is why we shouldn't have guests. Go ahead.
So
this is literally, I didn't do my homework and I'm sitting at a desk in my underwear. This is my fucking nightmare. Holy shit.
You're in your underwear, which is also my nightmare. So what's the first news?
Okay. So the first news is we just had the season premiere of Star Wars Rebels.
Okay. We're good there. Oh, you scared us.
And the second one is that the title for the untitled Han Solo film has finally been revealed to
be the same as Tim's autobiography.
Exactly. And mine too.
Oh, come on.
It's okay, mine too. Yeah. So, yeah, it's my life so solo.
How woo.
Yeah.
That's how I like to ride.
I'm riding solo.
Such a good song. Oh, Patrick, you're going to have to put some
I know, that's why I'm like, shit, every time someone sings, I have to go find the music.
It's going to be so good.
You guys are making a lot of work for me.
I'm just a very musical person.
I'll send you the file.
Okay.
So what do you guys think about that? Are you excited?
Solo?
Yeah.
We were talking today and we
Solo,
feel like one of us
a Star Wars story.
It, but we don't remember who. I'll just assume it was me. Good job, me.
Maybe everyone predicted it.
I don't know. I think we... I thought we made the joke like Solo Cup, but I don't know if we made the actual joke just Solo. Did we?
That would require me listening to all our old episodes.
Yeah, so, well, that's what I was doing before you, when you text me.
You were literally going back to figure out who called it.
Wow. Impressive.
Well, you put show notes, so I just went back to... I was going back to a couple episodes to see where there was... Han Solo news, but I didn't come across an actual conversation about it.
And didn't they have like production shirts that said Solo on them too? So this probably wasn't even a big secret, or it was just so obvious that it was Solo that all of us, you know, were just kind of making weird conspiracy theories because that's what we do as human beings.
True.
I don't see how they could have named it anything else.
Han Solo. But we also talked about maybe the Indiana Jones style of naming.
Yeah. That would have been
interesting. But that would really imply there was going to be more than one.
Han Solo and the Run of Kessel?
Yeah.
Yeah, if this
the Red
is
Cup
really
of
bad, I
don't
know if we'll do another one. Red Cup of Tatooine. I don't know.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Ugh.
Oh, man. Reminding me of great Indiana Jones movies.
Totally.
Did you say great?
Not that one. The other three.
Okay. I was like, what?
That was the only one I saw.
You know he's doing a fifth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Jesus Christ. How many stunt actors are they going to have in that movie? One to show him walking.
One to do his lines for him.
One to jump. One to roll.
Hey, Brittany, did you know that Tim does a great Han Solo imitation?
Stop it. I'm not doing that anymore.
Let me hear it.
I can't do it anymore.
Tim,
I don't remember.
I am the guest.
No, I told him. That's good for you.
I am the guest. I am the guest.
I am the guest.
I'm kidding. I'm awful, but if you don't.
Come on, Tim. What he actually does is a good imitation.
I don't remember how to do it.
He does a great imitation of anyone reading an audiobook doing an imitation of Han Solo. So it's not.
I was gonna say, I need to listen to the audiobook again to get it back in my head.
So, you know, it's a little John Wayne.
Yeah, it's very John Wayne.
Come on, give the listeners what they want,
dude. I've got no. They don't want that shit. It's terrible.
That's what I signed up for.
My Twitter's going fucking berserk. What is going on?
People
right
are texting
now?
You.
Die?
They're tweeting at you to do the Han Solo imitation. They just know.
Wait. I'm gonna do it right now.
Do it. Oh, you're going to text me or tweet me?
I think so. Do you follow me on Twitter?
I don't know. I'm not super good at Twitter. You do all the social media, dude.
I know, but just the way you said it. Just the way you said it was just so like, I care so little I can't even say I don't know.
I was looking at two
things.
Tim,
you like Star Wars?
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
I think I found you.
God, that's creepy. Every time Tim says that. I think I found you.
You stop making me
follow you.
Yeah, fucking space pervert.
You just said you follow me, and then I just got a notification said you're now followed by Tim Beasley.
Nice!
Yeah, I follow you. I didn't lie at all. I said,
clicked it first.
I follow you. I had already clicked it. I'm sorry that Twitter didn't tell you right away.
Me too. I'm sorry too.
I clicked it weeks ago.
Okay. Now I'm enjoying this episode again. Brittany, you can come on every week if you want.
Okay.
As long as you remember which one of us to make fun of.
All right. Next week it'll be...
Kevin.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so...
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I almost dropped my
phone.
That's
never
good. So I think our consensus on the title is like...
Scatterbrained.
Meh. As Tim would say.
Meh. Solo cup.
Yeah, I feel like if we actually had words to express how we felt about it, they would be expressed right now. But of course, we're going off tangent, so that shows how we just are like, eh, about it. So that's good. I mean...
Well, I don't... I mean, I think that we said this about when we got to Force Awakens and Jedi, when we were talking about Last Jedi. It's like, I don't really care what the title is. Just give me the damn movie, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Like... The Last Jedi, at least you can infer something from that, or it spurs speculation. But this is a prequel, and we already know how he lived his life and how he died.
Oh, we don't use that word.
I'm cool
with. We don't use that word at Lucasfilm.
Die?
Prequel.
Die?
Prequel.
Oh, prequel? Jesus.
Careful.
It is a prequel.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
It's an anthology film in the past. Hmm. Is that better?
It's a Star Wars story.
A anthology film existing before.
They should have just called it Hanthology.
The original trilogy.
Sounds so hipster.
I would have taken Hanthology. Just because they're Hanthology? Like, we just don't even care anymore. We just need to get this thing out.
Solo, a Hanthology film.
Hanthology.
Sounds kind of like a behind the music video thing. Mm. Like.
Sounds like.
Do you have the whole Hanthology?
Sounds like a terrible porno.
Oh, ooh. I think Tim could come up with worse names.
Yeah, I know.
Now the pressure's on.
No, but I did get excited at the very end. Yeah, I did get excited at the very end of his little, it was like 30-second video just saying, see you guys next year. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll see you next year. Like, okay, Ron, yeah, I'm ready for you.
You got it, boss.
You got it, dude. But, yeah, I mean, I'm excited.
I like that. The what is it, like 30-second clip? Mm-hmm. Chewy arms come in to give him the panel. He spins it around.
The suspense was killing me.
I liked it.
But yeah, it was a good...
I dug that the logo was kind of the old Star Wars style. I thought it was, when you turn it around, it was going to look like the Rogue One.
Yeah.
With the Star Wars story under it, so I liked it. By the way, in case you're wondering... We're about to meet R2-D2.
What?
He just bumped into Jar Jar. He's going up to the top to fix the new.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I thought you were going to Disneyland. I'm like, congrats, sir. I need to go, or my pass is expiring soon, and I'm contemplating whether or not I want to go.
Do it. Do it.
I guess. Well, I just...
Tell Tim why he should go to Disneyland. He boycotts the place.
Tim, what the fuck?
Yeah. No, keeping that. I'm putting that sound. Salty. I'm putting that on the soundboard, by the way.
The what the fuck or the
Tim, what the fuck? So that even on weeks when she's not on the show, I don't have to say it.
I'm honored, thank you. But yeah, I know. I just found out yesterday that I have a SeaWorld pass that's still valid, and I haven't used it in about a year. And the lady on the phone was like really nice, and she was like, "Yeah, you should totally keep it." And then we were going off in a tangent conversation about Marvel and Star Wars, and I was like, "Damn it, I'm easily influenced." But yeah, I need to go to more places. I need to get out of the house. I need to do more productive things. Even though I'm a full-time college student, I need to do more productive things.
Yeah, where do you find the time?
SeaWorld is still a thing?
Yeah, SeaWorld still exists.
Yeah, it's still a thing. They're rebuilding a lot of it. They got rid of the place where they had the Budweiser horses, which I'm bummed as hell about. What the fuck? It had like a beer garden area, I think. I don't know. I was like four. I would go there all the time. But
so people made a movie about how the killer whales are treated, and they're like, don't worry, we got rid of the horses. It's all good.
Yeah, they were like,
oh, yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. There were Clydesdales at SeaWorld. I think someone got the wires crossed here. What
are
you trying?
Yeah, they were. Like,
yeah,
they were.
And that's where they had the beer garden. Yeah. I remember that.
I used to go there all the time. SeaWorld is a very special memory of mine when I was a kid. So I love going there now too, because ever since the Blackfish movie or whatever it was, there's not really a lot of people that go there anymore. So you can literally go there.
I was going to say, you could probably just do whatever you want all day.
I know. Like, I'm so tempted to, like, bring my laptop and, like, go to SeaWorld and just, like, because they have Wi-Fi there. Praise Jesus. So I can just, you know, go there and just hang out.
They're trying anything. Come on in. We got Wi-Fi.
Yeah. You can go to the Shamu show and... No, they don't even have the Shamu show anymore.
Is that still
a
thing?
No, they have...
I was going to say, Telecom died, so...
Oh, I thought Telecom was still... Yeah, you're probably right. But the one in San Diego, it's like they redid the whole stage, and it's kind of like learn about killer whales, like a very informative thing that still pisses off people, because you can never... Because people are stupid in a story, but... I haven't been there in a year, so I'd love to.
I know, right? Those damn PETA people.
Oh, God, I know. But yeah,
Jesus,
I need
Patrick.
To find people to go with. I'm trying to get my brother to get a pass, but he's like really against it, which is stupid because he used to always enjoy going to the sea otter show because he loves seeing his favorite otter, Opie. So Opie the otter.
I just remember seeing a whale shit as it swam by me, and I was like, I'm done with this one.
Oh man.
Oh, God.
Your favorite.
Wow. You
need to be very, very scared.
Just so you know, in case you're wondering if I was still watching.
When I first started my job, I've been working for the casino I work at since I was 16, but I got moved to a new position like a year ago. I would always play the Phantom Menace. It was kind of like not my white noise, but something I do. Like I'd have to get shit ready for people that were coming in at 8 o'clock. So I would just like put on the Phantom Menace and like get everything ready. And I'd always be content with life. So.
Let's talk about Phantom Menace for a minute, because this movie gets a lot of heat.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about this. Tim, what do you remember about seeing this movie for the first time? In fact, how old were you?
Oh, God, dude, don't do that to me.
99.
Uh-huh.
How do I name this episode? Well, I don't even know how to spell that.
Do it.
Did you see it in the theater, Tim?
I was 12, yes.
Opening night?
I couldn't tell you that. Probably not. My dad's not a big opening night guy.
So...
And of course, at 12, I wasn't going alone, so...
Why not? First of all, money? I don't know what you're talking about. I am a huge opening night guy.
My real father that was there for me as a young child... Jeez.
Now, were you into Star Wars before this came out, or does this, like, this is where it all started? You saw Jar Jar, and you were just like,
yeah, my dad.
In.
Yeah. Yes.
He stepped in the shit.
My dad
was, like,
a Star Wars
so
guy.
Down. Oh, wait, it's right here. He's about to step in the shit. This is Tim's favorite part.
Ah,
yes.
Poodle.
Oh, man.
When did you get into Star Wars, Tim? I don't even know that. I think I would have asked that by now on the show, but.
Pretty sure we've already had this conversation.
Really?
Pretty sure it's like episode one or two. But my dad was a Star Wars guy, so we always had different versions on VHS.
Nice.
Growing up, and then got them on DVD, of course, and stuff like that. I don't know if they have it on Blu-ray now. I have it on Blu-ray, of course, but.
Oh wait, I'm sorry.
So
sorry,
I saw
Tim.
All the
another one.
Prequel
another one of your
trilogies.
Favorites.
I've seen all those in. Oh my god, you.
No, but this
stepping
this is
on
really
me
important.
All fucking night long.
This is really important. Sorry. So worth it. If you knew how much Tim loves this guy.
Oh, you're a big Watto guy?
Totally.
Watto. So wave your hand like you're some kind of Jedi.
That's a good impression. Would you smash or pass Watto?
Jesus. Oh my god. It's very rare that someone gets me uncomfortable.
Can we just make her a regular host, please?
Go for it. I don't know how to... I mean, I find Smash to be so rude. I would be gentle with Watto.
Gentle lover.
Yeah, feel those wings flapping against my balls. Jesus.
I never get to hear him be uncomfortable. This is the best.
Oh my god, I'm crying. Oh man.
Can you just imagine what it'd be like to kiss that scruffy beard
of
his?
It'd be the weirdest porno I'd ever Oof. Seen.
Our beards would intertwine. Oh. I think if we made out, we'd start a brush fire. Beard on beard action, you know what I mean?
Now, do you prefer episode one Watto or kind of broken down episode two Watto?
Ooh. I don't know. Both have a place in my heart. Mm-hmm. I want to see.
Because episode one, he might shoot you down. He had everything going for him. He had his junk shop. He had a little slave boy that drove pod racers for him. He had his chance cube.
Watto had it all until he made one big mistake.
He had it all. Yeah.
God, that chance cube just looks like a beaten down, like, how many bets did he make with that thing, right?
75.
There you go.
That's it?
Hey, man, she works in a casino.
He risked
Annie's
life 75 times. You work in a casino?
Yeah, I do.
She said that earlier. Weren't you listening to the show?
I remember she said she works at midnight. I don't remember casino. Mm-hmm.
Tim, you and I had a good time last time we went to San Diego together, if I do recall.
Oh, God. When was that?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck you.
We met that waitress. She was totally Ooh. Texting you all night. Anyways. Phantom Menace. What about you, Brittany?
Good times.
What's your,
Phantom Menace.
What's your, what's your earliest memory of this movie?
This is like mixed with my earliest memory of Star Wars. Like, I remember my uncle was a huge Star Wars fan.
Nice.
And he and my aunt came down from, they lived in like Victorville or something, because my sister had to get like a really serious surgery when she was in second grade and I was in first, and they were at my house and he put in The Phantom Menace, and I specifically remember the part where Anakin's saying goodbye to his mother and then Darth Maul comes. So I was thinking, oh, this is some weird space shit. And of course I didn't have ADHD when I was a kid, but I was fucking crazy. Little redheaded children. Oh man, if you guys ever have kids and it's a redhead, I will pray for you every day. But yeah.
If Tim ever have kids, I'm going to pray for the kids.
Yeah. Pray for those. God, redheads are fucking crazy. But yeah, that's my earliest memory of The Phantom Menace. I remember when I was in high school, they had The Phantom Menace in the theaters for a short time, and I went with one of my friends and my brother and we saw it. So that was like my first.
Was that when they brought it back in 3D?
Yeah, it was 2012, I think.
Right before the Disney purchase, I think.
Yeah, man, that was like
supposed to bring
marked.
Them all back, and then they just like out of the blue canceled it.
I know. It would have been really cool to see them in the theaters, because I've only seen episodes 3, 7, Rogue One, and God. I think that's it. I didn't see the Clone Wars in theaters either, so God, I'm just reminding myself how like I'm like 12.
Something tells me, I didn't see anybody advertising it this time, but something tells me when episode 9 comes out, you'll get a chance if you're brave enough to watch all 9. Maybe they'll even include Rogue One. If you can sit in the theater
nuts.
For like 36 hours.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Well, Patrick, we know you've seen The Phantom Menace in theaters, but what was it like when movies first came about and it was just moving pictures?
Well, it just depended if you got a good piano player or one that was kind of rusty, kind of maybe a drunk, and they couldn't really sync up with what's going on the screen. Most of the time it was good.
Was it weird transitioning to music being added in?
Oh, and like
and
color? The talkies? The talkies was weird.
Yeah, the talkies.
I do miss the World War II era newsreels at the beginning. Jerry's on the move!
Dateline nominee.
Yeah, like
the war effort needs you.
I can't imagine, Patrick, like Harry Lloyd was like really popular or Harold Lloyd, like I from going from that to, like I can't imagine what you're going through,
it was an adjustment. It was a big adjustment. I'm still not quite used to it.
The Freshman is just such a great movie, and you go from that to like The Phantom Menace, like God.
Some of these special effects really freak me out still to this day.
I know the CGI too just must give you nightmares. Like you see Watto and then you get like weird feelings, and
No, that would be Tim who gets weird feelings when he sees Watto.
I do.
Oh, I thought you guys were both like, Watto sexual.
Okay. That's all Watto Mr. Beasley.
Oh, man.
So Han Solo. No, I'm kidding.
Ah, we covered that. There's nothing there. You want to talk about Little Rebels?
Sure.
So I made Tim watch the Little Rebels that could. He wanted to go to sleep.
Dude, I was asking you for the login information for hours.
Well, when I first told you to watch it, you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, but then I was sitting there. I was like, okay, I could do that.
Well, it turned out you already had it, so don't blame me.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Ooh, that's going on the soundboard, too.
Ba-dum-bum.
Jar Jar's eating the fruit with his tongue.
Sexy. That's
some good shit right here.
How else do you eat fruit?
With my hands.
You levitate it in front of you?
Exactly. And slice it somehow crazily?
God, I'd love to do like a live Star Wars watch with you guys. Like,
oh,
that'd be so fun.
Dude. We can make that happen.
It's actually terrible.
Yeah, we tried it. It's horrible. We just
did,
won't record
we did
it. We'll just
hope
watch
and y'all
it.
Just started watching the movie.
I'm a commentator.
It's like we need to have a metronome that goes off once a minute to just remind us to fucking
talk. Maybe if
talk.
We had more
like,
people. Maybe that's what we need to do.
Oh, I'm so good at that. I can never stop talking, so I'd be perfect.
Actually, Tim, you know what we needed? We needed more people and more alcohol. Because we just kind of got sucked into the movie.
Too.
Well, we should make a drinking game out of it.
Well, they have the little
we should
drinking
do.
Games.
How long is that movie?
It's an.
How long is A New Hope?
A New Hope, or you want to do Phantom Menace?
2 hours and 4 minutes.
Well, look at that. She had the answer ready. I love it.
Is it really?
Here, let me look it up. I'm pretty sure it's the shortest Star Wars movie out of them all.
Well, let's go Phantom Menace since we're talking about it. Do you have that?
2 hours and 5 minutes. Never mind. But the Phantom Menace is like 2 hours. 11, 12 minutes here.
Jesus Christ. Okay, we'll go with A New Hope. Yeah. I was going to say we should do like double power hour, but I don't think we'd make it to the fucking end of that.
I know. Mm. That'd be crazy.
You guys ever done that?
No.
Oh, I'd be down.
I'm down to do that, yeah.
It's a 1 ounce shot every minute. 1 ounce shot of beer every minute for 100 minutes.
I was going to say, I would die.
It's a Century Club, so I'd be... 120? Yeah, I did it. I was fucking gone, so...
We could probably come up with a drinking game where we have, like, red drinks that you take a shot every time there's the red saber, etc.
I would get, like, blackout drunk. I've never been, like, blackout drunk before, so, you know, like, this could be my good first time. No kidding.
I was like, Jesus Christ. You came to the right place.
No.
It's the only way I drink. Not kidding.
He's not kidding.
Oh, I know.
I have a problem. What?
What? Sorry, if you do. I'm here if you need anything. But,
sponsor, maybe? Apparently?
Yeah.
Apparently I have a serious problem.
Yeah.
That I'm not aware of.
You know who could really help you?
Ah, there it is.
Watto.
It's only a matter of time.
Watto can help you through these really
Watto.
Hard times.
I'm pretty sure Watto has a drinking problem.
Oh, Attack of the Clones Watto absolutely has a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor guy, you know.
Why do you think he had to sell Shmi?
Because he needed to buy cocaine.
Space cocaine?
Yeah, let's be clear here. It's always space cocaine.
Yeah, sorry. I get confused with real cocaine and space cocaine. They just both look so much alike. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, but... Yeah.
Does this smell like space cocaine or regular cocaine to you?
I can only smell the sound of my tears.
Fuck you.
I don't know.
Not you, that was to Patrick.
Okay.
So Rebels.
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 Would you well actually the guest can go first. What'd you think?
Wait, are we going episode or are we just doing arc?
I mean, to me, it was like one long episode.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I don't know. I had my issues with it, but overall, I think it was a decent episode. I was really surprised when Sabine thought that her parents were, or that her mom and her brother were dead, I was thinking, holy shit, this is finally, like, a good move, like, something to inspire Sabine to, you know, want to get in this rebellion and to fight. And then we see them alive, and I was just like, oh, missed opportunity. But I feel like in the end, I mean, you know, it's Rebels. It's on Disney XD, for God's sake. I don't think they would have the balls to do anything like that. You know, they didn't even show, like, the people dying with the, I believe the machine was called the Duchess. But, mm-hmm. And Bo-Katan, too. I was so excited when I saw her again. Just, you know, memories from the Clone Wars and the Mandalorian arcs. Like, I really enjoy the Mandos in this. Well, I am on a podcast.
Aptly named, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I spoke to someone who saw the first one at Celebration, and I thought they saw the whole arc. So the review they gave me was that her family gets wiped out. That's it. There was no, and then they show up again a few minutes later.
Yeah.
So I was watching it thinking, they really did it.
I know.
So
shit.
I bought it. And then when this episode started, I was like, okay, they didn't do it.
Dude, that part was true. The same thing. I'm like, there's no way XD just killed these family members, but that would have been pretty intense.
Well, yeah, I mean,
pretty ballsy move that they had kept that in.
I wouldn't have believed it had it not been for the fact that someone that saw the episode told me that they did. So I was like, damn, that's brutal. But I guess they only showed the first episode. So that's crazy.
I've been thinking, action in this.
Oh, yeah, it was nonstop action. I mean, Tim, you already know what my only problem with the episodes was.
No Zeb?
Not enough Watto?
Not enough Watto. No, that's Tim's only problem.
Oh, I keep thinking you're both Watto sexual. My bad. I'm so sorry.
No. I'm so happy that Watto sexual has been introduced into my vocabulary.
Can't believe you guys didn't know about Watto sexuals. Wow. I could.
I was just gonna say it's not the first time Patrick's sexuality's been questioned.
Oh really?
You can cut that. See how quiet he got.
Oh, poor Patrick. If you need anyone to talk to, we are here to support you throughout your hardships and.
Just stop wearing such tight jeans. That's all you need to do.
Or are you a tight jeans wearer?
Really not. I don't know. Maybe because the one time he took my jeans off of me, he was struggling with it.
No, come on. You can't throw out stories like that with no context.
You went there. So
I made up something that's obviously a joke. You threw out real shit. Yeah. And
this is real?
I thought you were playing it off like it wasn't real. But oh man. This is like some notebook shit right here. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So was it a? I mean, Tim, I was passed out, so I don't know. But how much of a struggle was it to get those jeans off me?
So was I, and you took your own fucking pants off, asshole! It's been like 7 years since you've been keep telling that story to people.
I took my own jeans off. Yeah.
I want to hear the full story now, since you know it's my first time here. I'm educating you guys on numerous topics such as autosexuals. No, I'm kidding. I'm trying to be funny right now, and I'm totally failing. So you can.
Oh no! I'm loving it. Don't worry.
Yeah, you could have kept going.
I can tell you only what I recall, which is Tim and I went to New Orleans in 2010.
Oh shit!
We drank way too much. I woke up in the hotel the next morning, and my jeans were crumpled up in a ball in the corner.
Ooh.
What happened in between? Only Tim knows.
Tim, what happened?
Apparently, they were too tight.
Before you, and you pulled your own pants off.
Well, then if you were asleep, how would you know that?
Let's wait. Let's throw off a hypothetical, and I want to preface this, and you'll fucking edit around this. Asshole. Let's just say, I hypothetically took off your hypothetical pants.
Oh, go on.
I'm going to make this a fucking editing nightmare if you really want to fuck me over. I'm going to do it in different voices so you can get it going.
Do Across the Stars theme while this is going on.
Oh, I totally should. It's okay. Tim,
I don't like how she's turned.
I know. This is possibly our best episode ever, and I don't even know why I said possibly.
Hypothetically, we were hypothetically in New Orleans, hypothetically.
And Patrick hypothetically. Hold on. You don't need to say that many hypotheticals. You can tell which parts are true, and then you can throw a few hypotheticals if you'd like. So we were, in fact,
we were drunk
in New Orleans.
We had way too many hand grenades
drunk
and beers
in love.
And delicious drinks. We got hammered. We decided to go back to the hotel to see what else was going on.
Hold on. Can you do me a huge favor?
God damn it.
I know, but this is actually kind of important. Can you say that part about we got drunk and went back to the hotel again and slower?
No.
I'll say it for you.
Fuck you.
We went back to the hotel. Or no, what was it again? It was
Go on.
Oh no, stop it.
Tim, tell the story.
I don't like
it. Patrick and Tim, they fell in love at a hotel in New Orleans.
Nope, I'm not talking at all during this.
There were some pants action.
Nope, I'm just going to keep... Nope.
And Tim took off Patrick's shirt to reveal a Watto tattoo on his chest.
Look, hypothetically, if Patrick and I were gay lovers and he was going to have a Watto tattoo, it would be right on his back.
No, I was about to say he turned around and then saw the Watto tattoo on both my cheeks.
Jesus Christ, this went so south.
Place hands here.
When I walk down this song on my wedding, I'm going to be thinking of this exact memory.
Oh, God.
Please don't.
We've ruined our wedding.
Oh, you just made it better. Sure, I'll be crying for other reasons.
I really want to say something really bad.
I killed the music. So that
you're like super. Like I can say the worst shit.
Oh yeah, please say anything. Like I'm. Please say the worst thing you could possibly think of right now, and I will laugh.
Hold on. Can I leave?
Patrick, hold do on. You call hold your wait, wait, dick and balls Watto?
Wait. I need one of these first. There we go. I need to get drunk to podcast. Patrick.
Do you call your dick and balls Watto because of the, like, trunk and then hairy chin?
So, I'm going to answer Thank this you. For him no? and say no because there's three... Wait, what are they called again? The species of Watto? Tortugas or something?
Toydarian.
Toydarians. So... There's three Toydarians. So two balls are two different Toydarians, but the dick is Watto.
Jeez, I thought I was being rude.
Tim has met his match.
She's like, no, your joke isn't worse. It's not bad enough. Here you go.
Oh, okay. I need to practice on my terrible...
I just meant like badly
gross.
Oh, okay.
No. Thank God.
You're stellar
you're keeping up.
Hell yeah.
You're giving Dallas a run for his money. That's all I have to say about that.
Dallas?
I'm actually like, I'm not even lying. Like, I'm like sitting in my chair, like ready to pounce because I'm like, I feel like I need to be ready to react. Like, I'm not being funny enough tonight.
Oh, you're...
So hypothetically,
Are we back to
Patrick
this?
And I were...
Okay. All right, cue
we're
the
in
music.
New Orleans. We were hammered. No more music. We were hammered. We went back to the room to lay down and recoup, and then we fell asleep.
Separate beds.
So hypothetically,
separate beds. Let me be clear.
Separate beds. Hypothetically, if I were going to pull your pants off and do something to you, do you think I'd be rude and crumple them in a ball and throw them in the corner?
Yeah, I thought you'd at least fold them up.
I think you should cut
that. I think I should cut that too. I think I should probably cut you from this podcast.
You didn't have to cut me off.
Well, Brittany, you can take over my spot on Radio Free Man.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Yes, my name is Tim. No, I'm kidding.
Here, I'm just going to... Yeah, don't be Tim. Tim's the reason why I'm getting
Tim's
kicked
days
off.
Are numbered.
I'll send you the sticky note. You have to come up with a tagline at the end of each show.
Yeah.
Because I made that as a stupid fucking mistake on episode one.
On the very first show.
Oh, okay.
It'll be funny, guys, if I come up with something different every week. Fucking idiot.
Yep. Fucking idiot.
That's hard, man.
Fucking dumb past Tim. Yeah. I fucking hate that guy.
Ooh, Tim? Me too. Oh, do you mean
past
Tim?
He's a dick.
Past him. I would.
My jeans off.
Aww.
Wow. Past.
You took your own goddamn pants off.
Dude, what a romantic trip. Like, fuck. You guys need to go on another one of these trips again just so you can, like,
we did.
This.
we went back in August.
A couple of these, actually.
And like an idiot, I went to the same goddamn street and drank the same goddamn drink with the same goddamn Tim.
And then woke up in the same
it's
goddamn
like I just
position.
Don't learn.
Woke up with your pants and a ball in the
but
corner.
But there was only There was only one bed this time.
Okay, good. You guys made a good decision. You saved a couple bucks. Like, you just cuddled or did more. Like, good for you guys. No, but yeah.
I was on the couch, then the rollaway bed. Then we realized the couch was a fucking trundle bed. And I had a bed the whole time.
Yeah, we made bad decisions all week.
We never even opened it up. It was couch mode the whole time.
Oh, wow. That's uncomfortable. Yep. I'm like the queen of couch beds. I'm a family of five, or I'm in a family of five. I don't have a family of five. I'm only like 12.
But, so you're a family of five.
But I'm always like in the couch beds because I hate sharing beds with people. I'm weird. But yeah, I'd always be in the couch beds. I remember I went to Disney World for the first time when I was like 16, 17. And it was this really weird couch bed. It was only like 4 or like 5 feet long and like, I forget the diameter, but it was just, I had no room. I'll send a picture of, it's on my Facebook. It's like, I'm planking on this bed here. Let me send you guys the picture right now. I think only Patrick will, no, you both are friends with me on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I hate sharing beds as well. That's why I choose to be single.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why all your girlfriends made sure to choose that you'd be single, because you hated sharing a bed. So Rebels. I kind of real. You know it's bad when I'm the one reeling this back in. What did you think of it, Tim?
It was Rebel-tastic.
Rebel-tastic. Beautiful. So in other words, it would have been good if it had less Ezra.
That helmet, man. Mm. What?
So you texted me during the show because we were watching it almost synced up, and you said that Ezra was on your shit list. What did he do? I mean, besides being Ezra.
Oh, well, first off, I texted you and I said, you're going to love Ezra in a minute because you were a couple minutes behind me. When he couldn't figure out to use his jetpack, I'm like, Patrick's going to fucking hate this kid.
Okay, hold on. Because you actually said...
Oh, I sent the picture, by the way. But anyways.
All you said is, oh, you're going to be in love in a minute. So I didn't know you were being sarcastic.
Oh, yeah, I was being sarcastic.
So I'm, like, thinking Sabine's going to do something. And then she, like, flew with the jetpack and slashed a bunch of people with the Darksaber. So I thought that's what you're referring to.
I was going to say, there was a couple cool parts right after that, so.
And Chopper said, what the fuck are they doing? Which is pretty good.
Yeah. You love how you always give Chopper
He did. He said, what the fuck are they doing? And I will drop that in right here. One point he actually said poodoo and
I forget my chopper. I don't know. That's my chopper. Insert that
at
in.
At one point he actually said poodoo and they subtitled it with him saying poodoo. So we
did they really?
Yes,
did
they
you
did.
Watch it with subtitles?
I had the subtitles on and he said poodoo.
Wow.
And it's proving my point. I've been saying, Brittany, since the beginning that everything Chopper says, he's just swearing.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And I played a clip of him saying what the fuck. It was very clearly what the fuck.
He talks shit to Ezra in this episode for sure.
Shit to everyone.
Before they jumped out of that trench in the very beginning, he was just looking at him like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you so stupid?
Right?
And then Ezra jumped out and started flying off because he can't control his jetpack. And I'm like, get him, Chopper.
Here, wait. I have a question for you guys. Who's your least favorite character and why is it Ezra? No, I'm kidding. But no.
Thank you. No. That question can come straight to me. The only person that can't answer that question is Dallas because his least favorite character is Zeb.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say, I think you used that exact same line on Dallas when he guest spotted.
Pretty much.
But he said Zeb.
Which characters do you think you should die in addition to Ezra?
I would.
Are we adding Brittany to the Deadpool?
Oh, yeah. Do you have it?
Fucking Christ almighty.
Okay. So we've got a Deadpool going of anybody that comes on with us for the end of this season. And there's still time since no one's died. So I'll just go down the list and you can tell me by the end of season 4, dead or alive. Ezra.
Dead.
Wait, let me find the fucking list.
Relax. We can write this down later. You keep looking for the list while I ask her. I'll cut that out. God damn it.
Well, write them
editing down. For me. I don't have a pen. You think I come to these things prepared?
What kind of
you're lucky I brought a microphone.
Podcast host are you?
Do 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 do.
Here, what order are you going?
All right. Well, you okay? You do you have the regular list?
I'm finding it.
Okay, but how would that song sound if Chopper was singing it?
Okay.
This episode is going to be 15 minutes long, but then the back half is going to be about 3 hours.
Oh, man.
He sounds like a chicken.
There are no chickens in Star Wars.
There should be chickens in Star Wars. I don't know why there's not. We have...
Chopper the chicken.
We need a fucking chicken. Like, I don't get it. Like, we have amphibians. We have... other shit. We have humans. Like, why can't we have chickens? Like, we have shark people, for fuck's sake. Like, why can't
we? That's true. We do have shark people.
We need chickens.
Hey, it's pod race time. They just flew past Aura Singh.
Oh, we were talking. Emily and I were talking about that yesterday. Or not yesterday.
Don't get used to her.
But just because she was watching the season finale of Rebels. No, sorry. Season one of Clone Wars. Yeah, and we're talking about Aura Singh, and then. We went on a tangent because I always make fun of Emily for not liking The Phantom Menace. And she's like, that's not my least favorite movie. I don't know why you keep making fun of me. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Emily. But then she's like, no, my least favorite's Attack of the Clones. And I was like, yeah. Even though I loved Attack of the Clones as a kid. Like, I loved the romance of Anakin and Padme. Like, as a kid, like, I wanted that. And that's probably why my love life is so fucked up, because I want weird, creepy guys. But...
Jesus.
No, I'm kidding, but yeah, in like middle school, like I was my brain was just not good, but it got better. Well, no, it didn't, but you know, it's awkward laugh.
I was gonna say, you're just talking about alien balls like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay, I have the Deadpool.
All right, are we ready? I'll let you read it down then, since you've got the list.
So, Kanan Jarrus.
Oh yeah, okay, we'll start with Kanan.
At the end of season 4, is he dead or alive? Ooh.
Dead.
Ezra Bridger.
He better be dead or else I will go into Star Wars and kill him myself.
She's going to write a season Sabine 5 Wren. Hold on, she's going to write a season 5 fanfic. She's a character in it, and she gets to kill
him. I fuck him, then I kill him. No, I'm kidding. Take that.
Oh,
Jesus.
No, that's like child molestation. No.
Oh, god damn it. That might
What is the age of consent on that?
I don't care, but that's awful. I regret saying that. Ezra is like 15 or 16, but he has the brain of a 7-year-old. But. Oh, man.
Oh, my god.
But, yeah, anyways, I would. Yeah, I just. He's just not a good character. Like, no, like, every end of episode, he fucks up and he's like, oh, family's important. Well, family was fucking important. You want to screw up every 10 minutes. Like, you're the epitome of a redheaded stepchild. Like, no one likes you.
God damn.
Please come back to me. I'm tired of being the only
one. That's coming from one ginger to another. Illegitimate ginger?
Some gingers, though. Like, you get the good batch of gingers, then you get the bad batch of gingers. And I fit, like, in between, so. But, yeah, Ezra's, like, the bad batch of gingers. Like, you have, like, the bad batch of clones, and then the bad batch of gingers, and Ezra's, like, front and center.
So you're, like, cisginger? See what I did there?
But,
See what I did there?
So
Sabine
who's
Wren.
Next on the list?
Sabine Wren.
Alive.
She lives. We already know she lives. Yeah. See?
Dead or alive?
Zeb.
Dead.
What about Zeb?
In the Dallas club.
What
right
about
there?
Kallus?
Dead.
AP5.
Oh, he has to be alive.
So we can keep following people into the refresher?
Yeah, so we can keep sneaking in space. We need Star Wars American Idol, and he needs to win. I've met Steven Stan a couple of times. He's really nice, too.
Mm-hmm, totally. And we left Hera and Chopper off because we know that they live.
Yeah. Do you think that they stay alive until the beginning of, like, The Force Awakens and they probably die on, like, one of those planets Ooh. That Kylo Ren blows up?
Interesting. No, Chopper's forever. He's got the dirtiest mouth in the galaxy. He has to live.
Yeah, he's probably like in a droid retirement home right now, and they're like
telling other droids to get
off
his lawn.
Yeah, like the nurses are coming in. They're like, you do not want to mess with that guy. Then you walk in the room and he's like, oh,
And then the nurse is like, what'd he say? She's like, he told me to go fuck myself. Yeah. I've been in too many retirement homes the past, like, couple weeks, so. Oh, man. Good times.
So Tim's got one more in the Deadpool, but he might not let you answer.
It's a very important question. Ahsoka Tano.
Fucking dead. Kill her. Kill her already. Like, it's been, like, 2 years since the Dawn of the Apprentice or that ever episode. And we've been, like, Dave Filoni, like, has us, like, he's teasing us. Like, he's just a tease. Like, he's, like, barely touching our genitals. And he's like, nope, never mind. I'm pure. Like.
So, Patrick, how do I end this call exactly?
Right, so
what
Tim,
do I push?
Tim, rebuttal. Here. You've made Tim very
Go
sad.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself, lady.
Lady!
You come on this fucking show? You come this, on this fucking show?
This
and
isn't
fuck
even
Ahsoka?
Your show! This is Patrick's!
Whoa. Whoa. He is nothing without me.
Yes!
Have you heard the one episode that was Patrick and Kevin? You haven't, because no one has.
Whenever
fuck
I was,
shit.
I was probably there. Whoa. I was sitting there on the lake, and I heard it. I heard it, Tim. I was there, and I felt it. I felt the magic between Kevin and Patrick. It was there. It was everywhere. I don't know what I'm saying anymore, but the music is turning me into a different person.
Turn this fucking music off, Patrick.
No, but I don't know. I just, like...
Oh, now you start backpedaling.
No,
now you start backpedaling. You're going to tell Ahsoka Tano to go fuck herself with CPO's red arm. And now you're coming at me? Now you're coming at me, lady? You want to fucking go there, lady?
First off, the toy choice is not see through PO's arm. It's one. No, I'm kidding. But I don't. No, I was trying to think of something.
It's probably one of Ventress's curved lightsabers.
No, it's Count Dooku's. Mm-hmm. Count Dooku's lightsaber. Yeah.
Same thing. It's curved. It's that space G-spot.
But I don't know, just like I just most of my not anger, but it's kind of towards Dave for kind of, you know, dragging this on. Like, I never really read the Ahsoka novel, but I heard it was good and, you know, different things, but it's still a mystery. And then we're gonna find out this season, and it's gonna be like one of those or it's gonna be one of those moments like the battle between Obi-Wan and Darth Maul on.
Careful. Oh, here you go, Tim. I'm sorry.
Tatooine, because
Tim had some issues with that.
I did too,
as well.
And you know, they could have done so much more with that episode.
You take one of the most badass characters in the Star Wars universe, and you give him three blade whips, and he's dead. You motherfucker.
I understand, like.
You motherfucker, Dave Filoni.
I just remember watching that at work, and I was trying to understand, you know, where they came from and how they kind of wanted to face that battle, like kind of like an Asian, like samurai kind of thing, and make it go really quick. But just that's not Star Wars. Like, Star Wars is those fast, intense lightsaber duels, and I feel like that's what we deserved. But then again, Obi-Wan was aged a lot by being on Tatooine for that long period of time, so it's hard. You know, like, whatever we got from that, we were going to complain because it's Star Wars fans and everyone loves to complain. And, you know, I do it too. Everyone does it. It's like Oprah, like, you get a car. It's like, you complain. So it's like, I don't know.
I didn't get no fucking car.
Yeah, but Rebels is just.
God damn it. I'm going to stab your fucking soundboard through the heart, Patrick. Fucking play that music so much. I'm like, hell yeah.
It's a staple of the show.
You have to. I mean, that's part of the show. It's not the show if you don't play that music.
I need another beer since you just ruined my night.
Oh, boy. So you guys want to answer some questions?
Fuck yeah, let's do it. Sorry, Tim, wherever you are.
Why the fuck am I doing this? Fuck. Hey guys, how you doing?
Tim, what would make you feel better? Like, if I left, what would make you feel better right now?
If you left. This beer is gonna make me feel better.
Oh, what kind of beer do you have?
It is a peanut butter chocolate stout.
Oh my god, that's interesting.
It's dessert in a can.
It's is it Belgian Beaver or no? No, there's this peanut butter jelly, right?
No, it's no, that's peanut butter chocolate.
Oh, peanut butter chocolate. Is it? Yeah.
What, have you guys ever had
this one's peanut butter cup?
Peanut butter cup.
Have I ever done Whippets? Yeah, in high school.
No, I mean, no, that wasn't what I said. Have you ever had alcoholic Dole Whip?
No.
Patrick has.
I need to.
It's life-changing. You can get it at the Polynesian at Disney World or at the Disneyland, one of the Disneyland hotels, I believe, at one of the Tiki Rooms, or not the Tiki Room, but one of the
Trader Sam's-themed.
Yeah, Trader Sam's. I've only been to one of them, but I think that's where you can get them.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to have to try that
out. But I highly recommend it.
So tying into Rebels, our first question comes from...
Oh, I'm in such a bad mood.
Hey, I'm sorry. There, buddy. You'll be okay.
Wait, I had more to talk about.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had more to talk about. Why don't... maybe I don't have more to talk about. I thought I had more to talk about.
Well, maybe, here, wait, maybe Luke's no, question will help. His question's about the episode. Yeah. Luke asks...
Oh, not Luke.
Oh, hi, Luke. Yay.
God.
I ruined him.
You
I did
him
this.
It's fantastic. It's everything I ever could have hoped for.
Oh, man.
This might be our last episode, but it'll be our best one, so it's okay. Hey, so
gotta save the best for last.
Luke asks, why leave the Mandalorian tales to a kid's show? They are a violent people with a violent past. Wouldn't these stories be better told either in a movie, book, or a more adult cartoon, maybe anime style? Tim, you go first.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, I think it's an interesting way to bring them in and bring them back. I mean, we've seen very similar, you know, in the Clone Wars, very similar artistic renderings. So it's still very childish, but I mean, he's absolutely right. I mean, in tying back to something I was going to say, as far as in this first two episodes, I mean, Sabine basically says, like, look at my world, like, Civil War has ravaged it to the point where grass doesn't even fucking grow out here anymore. So I'm absolutely on board with that, as far as maybe like a Netflix show or something like that, something a little bit more grittier. I don't know. It doesn't seem like Disney and Lucasfilm has any plans for, I mean, we have the new animated series, but it doesn't seem like there's any live adaptations coming to the small screen. Everything's being focused on the big screen. So something like that, excuse me, I'm hiccuping. Something like that would be amazing on a small screen live action. That'd be dope. See people flying around in jetpacks and actually dying and seeing flames coming out of, you know, armor and shit like that. That'd be awesome.
What about you, Brittany?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like with Rebels, they're kind of ending both Clone Wars and Rebels kind of at once. So I feel like reintroducing the Mandalorian thing is kind of going to be closing the book for that. Because I feel like we have to see this in Rebels, because if we don't get it again, or if we just get it in books, people are going to complain. And Lucasfilm hates it when people complain, so they try to, you know, like, everything's connected kind of thing. And that's why they added the whole Mandalorian thing in Rebels, kind of avoiding, like, how, you know, they're really violent people, and, like, the arcs of the Clone Wars, you know, really, like, I'm trying to think of the word for it. Yeah, Clan Vizsla, you know, I forget his name, but...
Pre-Vizsla.
God, I love him. He was one of my favorite Clone Wars characters, but, yeah, the darkness of, you know, those arcs in the Clone Wars and just Rebels.
On the one hand, I loved how much action we got. But on the other hand, because it was Rebels, it was mixed in with Ezra the Clown, just being Ezra the Clown.
I know, and but do you know what I really would have loved? Sorry for interrupting. I do that all the time. I apologize. But so who is the blonde Mandalorian?
Oh, Gar Saxon's brother, I think. I didn't catch his first name. I know they said it.
What?
The new villain?
What? Yeah. Wouldn't it be like awesome and funny if it was, what was his name? Corky? Who was Satine's nephew.
I'm trying to
remember. How cool would have it been if it was just like some grown-up kid named Corky, or I forget his name.
So as the new bad guy?
Yeah, like that would have been like, I was watching it, I'm like, oh shit, what if that's Corky? But then I'm like, no. But I don't know. That was just me being like, I had just woken up and watched Rebels, so that was like my, like, just woken up.
That'd be Bo-Katan's nephew too, wouldn't it?
It was never explained where this kid came from. Maybe he was like brought up by the Force too, or some shit. No, I'm kidding. But
he was birthed from midichlorians.
Yeah. I don't know though. That would have been interesting, other than bringing some random guy, kind of like connecting it all, and him having a reason for joining the Empire.
Well,
and
it's
like,
always
oh.
that old trope of like, okay, last year you beat the enemy, but he has a brother.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Name one other show that's ever done that.
It's done quite a bit in movie sequels.
I don't watch a lot of TV.
I didn't think it was going to be such a long gap there.
I'll think about it, and then I'll edit myself in, giving you like 10 of them, so I sound like the hero.
Do it. That's perfect.
Fast and Furious 6.
Oh!
Fast 5.
Yeah.
Fast
see, five, you had answers, you son of a bitch.
We fucking reviewed that movie together. My bad, thinking you would remember something we did this year.
Nope. Have you met me?
Nope.
Can't remember what I did yesterday. All right, our next question comes from...
And you give me shit thinking you can't even remember who took off your pants.
Are we going back to this? Okay.
No. Just throwing a little toss back.
Ooh.
Throwback
can
Thursday.
You call it something else, please. I don't like it when you try to throw me a toss back.
Oh, wait. It's Tuesday. Throwback Tuesday.
Toss back Tuesday.
How cool would it be, though? We covered a kind of theory last week, maybe the week before, no, last week with Dallas and Josh. What if Snoke was some sort of old Republic Sith that got locked away, right? Do you remember that theory,
yeah.
that video
yes.
we were watching? He got locked away, and then they are somehow kind of arcing back to old Republic tales, and they're going to do some spinoffs there. How sweet would it be if we get to see Tar Vizsla, though? The first Mandalorian Jedi in some sort of like
I'm all for that
half old Republic, half new Republic, kind of maybe even three eras of Mandalorian culture, and we get to see different story arcs going through the different ages.
Give me Mandalorians all day long. But speaking of Josh Nelson, Josh writes in and says,
yeah.
"Why oh why?
Yeah, plan that.
Yeah, why oh why did they need to give Ezra a fucking jetpack? I mean, look." I'm not one for hating Ezra. This is Josh talking, not me.
Yeah.
I hate Ezra. Josh says...
Okay, I thought you were answering him.
Josh says, I mean, look, I'm not one for hating Ezra all the time. Oh, that means he hates Ezra some of the time. There are even redeemable moments. Ooh, Josh, come on. But jumping Jehoshaphat, I cannot take
jumping
this garbage... He says, I cannot take this garbage banter in the newest episodes of Rebels. He was flying around like a balloon, rapidly deflating. With that said, I loved, loved, loved Sabine's arc from start to finish, and I love Mandalorian stuff. What would you like to see from Mandalorian stories in the future? What stories would you like to tell? Amazing show as always. Keep up the amazing work. See how that tied into what Tim was talking about with the Mandalorian? See how I do that?
That's yeah. incredible.
That's why, yeah. That's why I get a producer credit on this show.
Executive producer.
Could I pay for it?
Exactly. Well, I think they gave Ezra the jetpack for that exact reason that we were talking about earlier, so that he could be flopping around and be a fucking moron and
whoa!
Chopper can cuss at him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
Like, there's no other reason for it. I mean, even at the end of episode 2, he still doesn't know how to fucking use it.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow he runs up three cars, and that's faster than using a jetpack.
Yeah, there was that. He had to remind me. See, I've blocked out all the parts I didn't like about it so that I could have something good to say, and you just keep reminding me.
Well, I mean, there were a couple things I didn't like in that in terms of Force abilities, because you see Kanan fucking, I'll take care of these
fly.
Guys, and he jumps into the air, lands on one guy, slashes his backpack, like or his jetpack, slices another guy, then somehow miraculously he's on the ground, and Ezra takes off in his jetpack, and he jumps up onto the platform.
Yep,
I'm like,
I remember
okay,
that.
Whoa.
I remember watching that.
Why didn't
like,
you just give him a fucking jetpack? Everyone else has one. He's the only one.
Ezra needed a jetpack to get up there, and Kanan's just like, I got this. I'll just jump.
Force leap. That was a weird one.
That was.
I mean, maybe they gave Ezra a jetpack because maybe we don't know that he has really bad temper tantrums. So maybe he would have thrown a really bad temper tantrum if they didn't give him a jetpack. Or maybe they tried to not give him one, so they're like, okay, Ezra, we're going to give you a jetpack, but don't fuck up. And of course, Ezra, he...
I want a jetpack!
Bull! Gimme.
Yeah, then he's like, oh yeah, I know how to do it. But no, he doesn't, because he doesn't know how to do anything. But...
I mean, look, he said, I don't really know how to use these things yet. He did at least throw that out there.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know.
Did he ever even fire that fucking rocket?
I think so.
Actually, I think he might have, but still, whatever. He's horrible.
When? I don't remember him doing it.
So I need to go watch it again?
No, you don't need to do that.
I did. I did have a little problem. Well, you can, like, if Ezra's talking, you just skip right over. I did have a little problem with the armor comments, the discussion of the armor. When Sabine said, this armor is over 300 years old, but I, like, basically readjusted it to fit my body type or whatever.
Reforged it.
And I was like, God damn, dude, 300 years old. You
500.
Fucking spray painted that shit. That's even worse. You're hurting me. You're helping me, not hurting me there. 500 years old, you fucking spray paint some shit on it. Like, hey, I was a little thrown off by that.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
It's Chancellor Valorum. I'm still watching Phantom Menace.
Oh, I thought you meant, like,
oh, I was like,
here.
I was so confused. God. I was thinking about it. I was like, what are you talking about? I forgot you had that on the background.
I really wish he had told him to kneel before Valorum.
I always think, like, what would have happened if he wasn't...
booted?
No, I always think of what would have happened if he was still Chancellor.
Yeah. He's the man.
I know. I feel bad. I really enjoyed seeing him in the Clone Wars, like that final
arc.
And it was nice, like, revisiting that, because he was still a senator, if I'm correct.
I think so. And there was a book in the old Expanded Universe about him, too, and kind of how, I think it was about how Palpatine slowly but surely, like, set up his downfall from the beginning. I don't know. I might have to go back and read that one. I think it was called Cloak of Deception.
Yeah, I have that on my counter. Wait, do I? I don't have my glasses on.
All right, I got another question here. This is from our buddy Rashad.
Hey.
He says, what's something that we didn't see in the trailer that you're most excited for in The Last Jedi?
How can I answer that?
Well, I mean, things I guess you think are going to happen or you're just kind of expecting, but we haven't seen yet.
Praetorian Guard.
Brittany?
Oh, wait, no. Not... Oh, the Caretakers.
Caretakers.
I'm interested in those little amphibian things. But in how they're pissed off at Luke because he's on their island.
Yeah, see, I want to see... I can't wait to see multiple porks. So we see the little one in the Falcon, but... I want to see Chewie playing with the porgs, possibly eating one.
You're disgusting.
All right, I want to see Chewie playing with the porgs. Like, I want to see, like, happy Chewie just frolicking with porgs. He's had a tough couple of weeks.
He needs some, like, therapy porgs.
He almost got eaten by a Rathtar, and he got shot, had his arm in a sling. And there was that whole thing with his friend dying.
The whole little thing?
Yeah.
Well, don't you think when the porg that's on the Falcon that's screaming after he screams, isn't that his new little sidekick?
Yeah, but I want to see him on the island with, like, all the porgs.
I wonder what its name is.
So you just want to see a Chewie statue with a bunch of porgs on him?
Why is he a statue?
No, like, he's standing there with his, like, arms out like Jesus.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And
yeah.
He's just porgs
just covered
all over
in
him.
Porgs.
And the one porg that shits on his head, that's the one
he
brings
with him.
I knew
you were going to go there, so I just waited. If George was making this movie, you know that would happen.
No.
Do you think Chewie ever has, like, dried shit on the back of him?
God.
No, Chewie's a very proper Wookiee. I think maybe other Wookiees do. Like, I feel like he's a well.
Yeah, you know, there's some
well-groomed
dirty Wookiees on Kashyyyk.
Yeah, there was that one in
episode 3. I don't know, man.
I forget his name.
I don't know. You see Which him one? Running. He's got long hair. It's not like he's got a shaved asshole or anything. Like, at least we haven't seen it. It's not like a dog where, you know, a dog is designed to not have hair around the sphincter. We don't know what Chewie's sphincter looks like, but I can tell you he's got a hairy ass.
I feel
for
like,
sure.
I feel
maybe
like
Wookiees don't poop.
I feel like every Star Wars podcast I listen to, just the Chewbacca question and his asshole or his dick or something is like thought of. Like people are like, what kind of dick does Chewbacca have? Or what kind of asshole does Chewbacca have? And it's like, you weird people. No,
this
kidding.
Is all Tim thinks about.
What is wrong with that? That's biology. I'm not saying how do Wookiees have sex? I imagine pretty good, but still, Jesus. Like my question is still valid. Yeah.
All yeah. I just want to see Chewie frolicking with the porgs. And meanwhile, Tim.
I want to know how he shits. What's wrong with that? Pretty sure I know how Luke shits. He's a human.
Yeah, he shits in a refresher.
Gross.
Oh my god.
I know exactly how Rey shits. She doesn't because she's a lady.
Okay, no. Everyone shits.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so our answer.
I know how
Rashad,
Hayden Christensen shits because it's all over the screen.
Hey,
No.
Hayden did best that he could. It was. No. He could have done better, but I just, with a script like that and the dialogue, like.
And the poor direction. It was George.
Yeah,
I love George, but it was George.
He didn't know what faster, more intense meant. And for some reason, Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill understood what faster and intense meant. Like, you know?
Well, I feel like George tried with the originals. And by the prequels, it was just kind of like, we can fix it. We'll fix it with CGI.
I'm sorry. Have you seen Life as a House? He's not a great actor. I don't care if he didn't have much to work with. When you're working from behind the cue, it doesn't matter if you didn't have anything there to work with in the first place.
Yeah.
He's not that great.
But
I know he was handcuffed. He was handcuffed in what he could do. I get that, but
he's still not a great actor.
Have you seen Jumper? You know why they didn't make a second one?
Because it sucked. The movie sucked. The whole plot sucked.
What?
Everything.
You're a bad man.
So nice having you on this one time.
No, okay. I've never seen Jumper.
Enjoy SeaWorld alone with your Wi-Fi.
Hey, you assholes are coming with me to SeaWorld if it's the last thing I'll do. But we're going to have a great fucking time. We're going to get churros. We're going to walk around. We're going to go pet the stingrays. It's going to be a great time.
Can we throw Tim in the shark tank?
Yeah, I threw a Beanie Baby in the... in the shampoo tank when I was little.
I love how no matter what I bring up, she's just like, yeah, I've done that.
Yeah. This is your new friend.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but
okay, so our response to Rashad is Brittany wants to see the caretakers. What do we want to see in The Last Jedi that we didn't see the trailer? Yeah. Brittany wants to see the caretakers.
Chewie's asshole.
I want to see more porgs, and you, Tim, want to see Chewie take a shit. Okay. Next,
dude, how great would it be if he's like on the island and he's like squatted down taking a shit and a little porg like walks around and looks up to him and like does like the dog thing where he like lifts his head at a quarter angle or something? He's like, porg? And Chewie's like, brah! And then he's like, porg, brah! And the porg walks away and then brings back toilet paper. How fucking awesome would that be?
I will make sure that someone throws popcorn at you in the theater that you're at. I don't know who you're seeing Star Wars with, but I will.
Me.
Yeah, so Patrick.
Pretty sure you're going with us, aren't you?
I think so. I think I might work, but I think. Wait, what day is that?
We're going on the Saturday.
Saturday.
God.
9 a.m.
We can figure it out when it gets closer. Don't worry.
I know. I feel bad because I'm going.
Let's request that date off.
Because I'm already like going on like vacation for that week because I'm going to Vegas to go see Britney Spears because my sister.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh my God! It's such a good show.
Really?
Where are you sitting? Get pit tickets if you can. Oh, it's so much better in the pit.
It's so much better in the pit. Okay, I'll remember that. But
and that statement implies that I've both seen it from the seats and from the pit, which is true.
Yeah, I think.
Oh yeah, you have to go before it's gone.
Oh yeah. Wait, so what day are we doing that? Are we doing that?
My poker face. Oh, that's not.
How dare you?
So kicking you off this podcast.
I've listened to
I'm
Britney.
A genie in a bottle, baby.
Oh my God, you're horrible. You're the worst. You're the worst human.
Chris,
Christina Aguilera has just gone downhill, though. Like, let's just talk about that for a hot second. Like,
yeah, can we talk about that?
She tried to be Britney Spears for so long, and she got the Grammy. Cool, but Britney Spears has such a great career now. Like, she's like, Christina Aguilera was such a spiteful bitch on The Voice. Like, that one contestant that was from the Mickey Mouse Club, and she, like, refused to give him any good criticism because he had a thing for Britney Spears when they were, like, 14, and he didn't have a thing for her. Like, seriously, Christina, get your life together and stop being petty.
Wow.
Because, baby, you're a fire.
Okay, no, we're not talking about Katy Perry. Katy Perry is a spiteful bitch also. She tries to start so much shit with Taylor Swift. And, okay, we get it. Like, Taylor Swift.
Shake it off. Shake it off. Yeah. Shake, shake.
I love Taylor Swift.
I'm just going to keep going.
I can go off about any celebrity. It's Britney, bitch. No kidding.
Cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots
and cats and boots. Okay. I forgot what we were talking about. I think we're finishing up our show.
We were talking about Britney Spears. I don't think we're done with that yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to Vegas to see Britney Spears. I think we're going to get like a cabin somewhere in the mountains and go there for a couple days too. I'm not sure yet. My family's planning is always all over the place, which I love. But I love going on vacations, but my work is going to kill me if I request off any more days. So
just don't request it off. You ate some bad guacamole and you can't stop
shooting. I've only called out sick once in like my 5 years of being there. I'm somehow,
then they won't suspect you.
Yeah, I know. I already requested off time, so they're going to be suspecting, and I don't know. I work with a lot of snitches.
This is really complicated for me because it feels like I have to make a decision between Star Wars and Britney Spears, and that's just like,
there's no decision. Your tickets are bought, bitch.
No win situation.
That's what she said.
Whoa.
That's what she said again.
The music actually cut out on its own.
I got scared.
Yeah, Britney Spears did not like your "That's What She Said" jokes. No, I'm kidding. I love that. Okay. That's like my humor. I love "That's What She Said" jokes. Like, I'm taking a confronting AIDS class, and my teacher said
this
something.
Is gonna be good.
Hey, AIDS, you stay the fuck back, eh?
Oh man, just that whole. No, it's interesting, but God, sometimes my professor just says something like, "Oh, if it's not long enough," and I'm like, "That's what she said," and then the people around me are like, "Brittany, you're awful," and I'm like, "Yeah, but you guys like me because I wear Star Wars shirts every day, and I'm funny sometimes." So, but no, we were talking about how, like, in the 80s or the 70s, there used to be like this like weight loss drug called AIDS, and there were commercials where they would be like,
"Yes,
everyone, I lost weight off of AIDS," or "AIDS helped me lose weight," and it was just like really bad. But I was reminding my teacher that I had listened to a podcast, and it was the Richie Nolly Show. They included that commercial, yep. And I laughed too hard at that.
I've tried fad diets, powders, pills, still my weight's been up and down like a yo-yo, until the AIDS plan taught me how to take off weight and help keep it off.
AIDS may taste like a candy, but AIDS contains one of the most effective appetite suppressants you can buy, and there's no stimulant in AIDS that could make you nervous.
With AIDS, I ate less, so the weight came off.
It's
to help keep it
right
off
now.
When I sometimes want things loaded with calories, AIDS helps put me in control.
Let the AIDS plan teach you how to take off weight and help keep it off. Try peanut butter AIDS.
Peanut butter AIDS.
Well, Tim, have you ever tried peanut butter AIDS?
I don't know.
Don't want to say either way.
With the theme of the night, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we got one last question.
Hell yeah.
As I get us back on track. All right. This one is from King Tom.
Hey.
King of all Toms. Question for RFM. If you guys could make your ultimate Star Wars video game, what kind of game would you make? Let me answer for Tim. You'd play as Chewbacca, and you really have to take a shit.
No, that's gross. Don't be crude. Don't be crude.
Jeez.
Fucking sicko. It would be Duck Hunter, but with porgs.
Oh,
and Chewie would be the dog.
Terrible human being. Oh, that's actually kind of funny.
Imagine that. You get a blaster. It's like, pew. That's not a blaster sound, but you know what I mean.
We'll try that again.
Boom.
No, Tim would
Pazow.
It would like a game Zap. Like the Sims game, but you create your own Tardarian and he'll name his Watto, and then you just like live life like you're this Tardarian and you fall in love with other Tardarians and get a nice house.
No, I'd be Squatto and I'd be Watto's best friend.
Also lover, you'll be best friends and lovers, and then you'll take off his pants and put them in a ball in a corner, then you wake up the next morning.
Exactly. Or I'd be Twatto, and then we'd get another guy, and together we would have the best Squatto. Fuck, that's good.
I give you points for doing the Muttley laugh, though, for bringing that back. Yeah,
that really hurts to do that, man. That really hurts my throat to do that.
Oh, good Lord.
Ooh, a Star Wars game. I don't know. I'm not a... truthfully, I mean, you guys can crucify me for this, but I haven't played a lot of actual Star Wars games. I know Battlefront 2 is coming out, which looks great, but I never played Battlefront, and I think the last probably game I played that was a Star Wars video game was probably like... I think there was one with like a snow speeder at like AMC theaters 10 years ago or some shit. And you like attack the walkers. I remember something about
that.
Oh, like
the ones that like the boomers, and you like have to put like tokens in, and then you like kind of control, like you're in a snow speeder or like you're shooting something, like one of those. Or am I being, yeah.
Yeah, you should have like like you have a joystick and you're just feeding that fucking thing quarters. Yeah. It's eating every third quarter, and then you're just like, you have like a joystick with a trigger on the front for blasters, and then probably like a torpedo or something on the handle. I remember a black handle with blue with red buttons, but I don't remember what the fuck it was, and it was forever and a day ago. But
yeah, I don't know. I agree with you. I never really played the video game. Well, I played like the Lego games and Star Wars Battlefront 1 and 2. I haven't gotten to the new Battlefronts. I don't think I'm going to, even though I love like the story with added Versio. I'm really interested to see, you know, where that story is going to go. So maybe something story-centered, kind of like Knights of the Old Republic, or they're supposed to do something with, like, that level 1313, or that Visceral game was canceled. So maybe something like, well, obviously something like that. They thought about it, but then they're like, fuck, never mind. So maybe they're going to go something with, like, really simple but addictive.
I did play, I take it back, everything I said back. I played Force Unleashed. That was an awesome game. I haven't played the second one. I actually own it, but I haven't played it. It's still in the wrapping.
Same here.
That was a great game, but then you realize, oh, this isn't canon.
Mm-hmm.
You can kill Palpatine at the end. It's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I think I would like, I know they've done a ton of Knights of the Old Republic games that aren't canon, but if they are not going to make an Old Republic movie that shows the Jedi Mandalorian War, I would like to see that in a game. But I would want it to actually be canon. Like, maybe the middle, you can go off and do whatever you want, but with an ending. With an ending that is official. Show me some Tar Vizsla.
Ooh.
That's what I was going to say, man. You get the three arcs.
You know what? Actually, you know what?
Pre-war, during war, post-war.
Or if they gave us the Ahsoka arc that never happened from Clone Wars.
Ooh. Possibly.
On Mandalore. Like, that's how you tell that story. Make it a game.
Yeah, bring back.
I'm okay with that.
Because there's so much you'd have clones, you have Mandalorians, you could be Ahsoka, or you could play as Darth Maul. So there's so much going on there.
That's a good idea.
Bring Give me back that game.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm like quarter chub right now.
I was just gonna say, do you need to change?
No, I want to stay in these juices right now. This is good stuff.
Why did I ask? God, why do I talk to you? Every time I try to shock you, I end up disgusted. What am I going to learn?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just going to lay a second sheet on top of my bed today.
Just stop. Just
sleep
Jesus.
In these ear juices.
Okay. You know what? I think.
No, we're not done.
Thanks for having me. I'm never coming back. No, hooker. I'm kidding. No.
What do you got? You got after, more? You got
I mean, more? Everything I said, have, the juices.
We need to have a good finish. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Oh, I had a good finish right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. I fucked it up, guys.
We know you didn't actually because we would have heard this.
I know. I was surprised I didn't hear that throughout the... Oh, wait. Where are you with the Phantom Menace right now?
Not quite there yet.
The Phantom Menace.
That was great.
Just to give you an idea.
What was the Attack of the Clone Wars one, Patrick? You know what I'm talking about, right? When I say Phantom Menace?
Maybe.
Zack and Miri make a porno?
Oh, right, right, right.
And then it's... What's the Attack of the Clone Wars? Attack of the Clone Wars or something like that?
Well, Star Wars was the name of the one from Zack and Miri.
Yeah, but they were talking about the
sequels they could make.
It's been Phantom Menace. They said something else, and then they said Return of the Shit, the all anal final chapter.
Oh, Jesus. Here you go, Tim. Tim's other favorite character. Boss Naz.
So, what does Bombad even mean? Like, I just thought that was, like, their way of speaking. Like, does Bombad actually mean something, or is that just bullshit?
I don't know that it means anything.
It's the bombastic.
Bombad General, that's when I'm going to my party.
I'm not really an expert on their language, unlike Tim. Tim's got this down. Give us a little more, Boss Naz. Give us Boss Naz having a conversation with Watto.
And Han Solo.
I was going to add in Han Solo in the third round.
Oh, that reminds me. I need to tell you on Twitter to do your Han Solo impersonation again.
Anyway. Yes.
I don't know how to do it anymore.
Stop it. You do.
I don't.
He just wants attention. He just wants us to beg.
It actually annoys me.
What annoys you? Attention? Or that you can't get anymore?
Yeah, fuck that shit. Can't get it up anymore.
Jesus.
Did they make a pill for that?
Yeah, AIDS. No, no.
Sweet, sweet callback. And with that, I think we finished big. Can we end the show now? Brittany has to go to work. That's going to do it for this week. Oh,
I got it in before you, bitch.
That's going to do it for this week. Follow us on Twitter at RF Mandalore or follow the network at RF Podcasting. Check out the website, Radio Free Podcasting. Podcasting, if I could talk. .com. Anything you want to plug, Tim?
Nah.
Weren't you on a recent episode of Stranger Brews that you want to plug, maybe?
Nah.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, check out me and Tim on Stranger Brews, episode 2. Brittany, anything you plug?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at CantoBrit. I also do two podcasts. One is Storm of Shit with my good friend Ollie. We talk about Ollie and Fernando. We talk about everything Game of Thrones episodes, and I do a Star Wars podcast with my lovely, beautiful friend Emily Lynn. We talk about Star Wars, and probably just said that, but it's called Canto by Dispatch, and you should totally take a listen to that.
Totally, we need to get Emily on here to class this place up.
I recommend it.
Will my jokes fly with Emily?
No, but...
Oh, she'll put you in your place. Emily, we need you. Help me, Emily. You're my only hope.
God.
It's all you, Tim.
You gonna lead out the show?
That's it. What do you got?
You good?
Yeah.
I thought you usually do more. Give us a 5-star review and all that shit.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, hey, we're on Google Play now. So, yeah, there you go. iTunes, Google Play, 5-star review. Go check out all the other shows on the network.
Fucking professionals, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Absolutely.
So just before the music kicks out, just letting you know, as we do every week, the views and opinions expressed on the podcast by the host and their guest, thank God we have one.
We had a guest.
Are theirs alone and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Walt Disney Company or Lucasfilm. With that being said, you're fucking wrong about Ahsoka. She lives... She's on a farm with my old dog and fucking Biggie Smalls and Tupac and their children.
Well, they all share something
out,
in common. They're all dead.
Life. Oh, my God.
Sorry. All right, everyone.
I hate
See you guys next
joke.
Week. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Join us next week when Brittany comes back and Tim
on
doesn't.
Your show. on your show.
Hey, Tim, you want to be a guest? Tim, would you like to be a guest?
Tim never wants to hear my voice.
Hey, did you realize that this week we actually had news and a review and an interview? We did what we say we did.
Stupid. First time for everything, right?
I know, right? We actually made it all the way through the song, too.
That's what she said.
Do 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 do.
I don't know where that went.
Well, thanks for sticking with us, and please enjoy the 3 hours of edits that are about to follow this.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Have fun at work, Brittany.
I don't think I'm ready for another.
Join us next week when I watch Attack of the Clones.
Porg.
You can come back any week you want, any Tuesday night. Just text us and say you're bored.
Oh my god, this was fun. Oh my goodness.